They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Stocks rebound despite the Omicron headlines. I'm David Brancaccio. With President Biden set to address the country later today on new responses to this new wave of coronavirus, stock prices are rebounding this morning after the Dow yesterday fell 433 points, 1.2%. The Dow future is up 335 points now, 1%. The S&P future is up in a similar range now, as are London and Frankfurt. Here's Marketplace's Victoria Craig.
Investors say a rise in commodity stocks like miners and oil is helping to offset some of the nervousness about the economic impact of the Omicron coronavirus variant. Still, number crunching at Bloomberg today suggests global economic growth will halve in the final 3 months of this year, coming in at 0.7%. Benchmarks across Asia ended their session solidly higher. The Nikkei gained 2%, while the Hang Seng in Hong Kong rose 1%, and the Shanghai Composite Index added 0.8%.
Victoria Craig is also with our editorial partner, the BBC. With this Omicron variant, which the CDC last night said now accounts for 73% of new U.S. infections, Biden today will urge people to get vaccinated and boosted, and the president will offer more access to free COVID testing sites and free at-home COVID tests at the time that some sites are backlogged. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that.
The Biden administration says it'll buy a half billion at-home rapid tests this winter. They'll be distributed for free to anyone who wants one starting next month. The White House says it'll set up a website where Americans can order the free tests. President Biden will continue using the Defense Production Act to make sure as many tests are being produced as possible. The administration says it recently used the act to ensure that two testing manufacturers have the raw materials and equipment they need. Right now, these rapid tests can be hard to find, and they can be pricey. Two Binax tests cost $23. These tests detect small proteins of the virus called antigens. They're more sensitive in people with symptoms. So if you've been exposed to someone with COVID and you don't have symptoms, you should wait a few days before testing so the virus has a chance to replicate itself and make those proteins. Otherwise, you could get a false negative. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
In New York, some Broadway shows, including Hamilton, Hadestown, and Aladdin, are closing town until after the holidays, given the spike of infections here. At the moment, the following are just proposals, but the securities industry regulator in chief, the SEC's Gary Gensler, has come out with some ideas that are likely to be sending tremors through boardrooms. We've been looking at these. Today, let's examine if regulators can force company executives to cough up previous pay if that pay was based on distorted financial info. Eric Gordon is a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business.
The proposed change would make it tougher for somebody to walk away with a big bonus based on financial statements that turn out to be a little bogus. If the company restates its financial statement in a way that means, well, the executive wouldn't get the executive will have to give the bonus back. Kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, the British like this term. We use it sometimes here, the clawback, getting the money back if the financials were restated.
Yeah, and this is one that executives have fought. They've brought up all of these examples, kind of absurd examples where it might be unfair. But what is more unfair than paying somebody a bonus they don't deserve?
All right. Now, that's one proposal. Here's another one. Executives know a lot of inside information. I mean, it's their business to know the inside information. So when can they sell their stock? There are rules for that, and there are some new ones being proposed.
Yeah. You know, practically, if you are the CEO of the company, you always have inside information. So there is an avenue that lets them sell their stock or buy it safely. And it works like this. They set up a plan in advance, and under the plan, they are going to automatically buy or sell a set number of shares on a set calendar schedule.
Okay, so that's how it was supposed to work, but what? Some executives have figured out ways to get some good legal advice and maybe get around this a little bit?
Yeah, they've been very clever at finding ways to abuse the rule. For example, you set up one of these schedules, but if you then learn some information that says, well, you shouldn't sell, a new product is coming out, you change the plan or you abandon the plan. Or how about this? You just set up a whole bunch of plans. One says you sell, one says you buy. You drop the plan that's not working out for you. You keep the plan that puts money in your pocket.
And the proposed new rule would tighten the system up?
The proposed new rules will take away almost all of these loopholes. And you have to wait at least 120 days after you implement a plan to actually trade the stock or make changes. So the SEC has figured out the game and is putting an end to it.
All right. Well, there's a long distance between proposals and actual rules that have the force of law. We'll be covering that. Eric Gordon is a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business, speaking to us from Ann Arbor. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, David.
Another idea from the SEC, beefing up the power of shareholders to force changes to company policy, including on climate change. Our homepage has more on all of that. And on this waning 2021, a fine vintage, or time to throw out that soured wine. How is this year for you, yourself, beyond the headlines? We've got a not all that serious little year-end poll going on to hear how you assess the year just ending. Your input is very welcome at marketplace.org. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Meredith Gerritsen, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.